Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The headline reads, Hungry North Korea Seeks Food Handouts. Plagued by floods, an outbreak of livestock disease, a brutal winter, the North Korean government ordered its embassies around the world to seek help, to beg for food. Well, what do you do? Here they are trying to build a nuclear weapon to threaten the West, and now they want us to give them food. There are a lot of hungry people in the world. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had this to say just 2 weeks ago. Nearly a billion people worldwide are suffering from hunger. 3.5 million children die every year because of undernutrition. There are a lot of reasons why some people don't have the food they need. Look at the contrast between North Korea and South Korea. The South is rich and communist North is on life support. The communist system in North Korea, just like Cuba, doesn't work. It never will. China was smart enough to institute a market economy. Well, turn to Africa for another reason, for hunger, and you find that they have not adopted the modern farming technology that has dramatically pushed our yields up. Sub-Saharan Africa corn yield is 35 bushel per acre. We're at 160 bushel per acre. Farmers around the world can produce a lot more food, but they can't keep doing everything the same old way. Markets must be allowed to work, and new technology must be welcome. At a dinner meeting this week, Raj Shah, administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, said he intends to prioritize agriculture development, and he is right. According to Rob Farley, chief technology officer at Monsanto, said we can double corn yields by 2030 while using one-third fewer inputs. And he's talking about biotech crops that resist pests, drought, and disease. Farmers of the world could meet the challenge. In the short run, the surge in world food prices today is a problem for the poor. But in the long run, higher prices will encourage investment in agriculture to grow more food. With all the turmoil in the world today, food security must be priority number one. And I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and